KCPR San Luis Obispo.
Hey, did I tell you about the girl down at the cafeteria? Man, what a number she is.
Guys, you're on the air. You're on the air.
We're on.
Oh, we are?
You're on.
Hi, this is Dave Hardley.
And this is Duke Worth It.
And this is the Hardly Worth It Report. In a pre-Christmas attack on religion, the Communist Party is urging news media to save Soviet youth from church traps by a more forceful preaching of atheism. The official party newspaper, Pravda, said letters from readers were complaining of a new attitude of reconciliation towards religion in the official atheistic Soviet Union. This attitude, Pravda said, lacks understanding that religion is an anti-scientific ideology that dooms the believed people into a passive way of life. See, religions pursue the goal of strengthening their principles in the life and behavior of the believers, and at the same time trying to involve new souls, and particularly youth, in these church traps. The article made no direct reference to Christmas, but condemned church holidays as an occasion for drunkenness and idling. Dave?
Thank you, Duke. Four incendiary devices, one of them addressed to President-elect Jimmy Carter, were discovered in the mails in New York City Wednesday. One exploded and the other smoldered, but no one was seriously hurt, police said. There was no indication who had sent the packages, Duke.
The Soviets...
Sure got a real moving machine here, Bugs.
Thanks, Yosemite. If it's slow moving, how come we're stopping? Because you're supposed to stop your car during an earthquake, Daffy.
Earthquake? Bugs, get us out of here.
We ain't going nowhere, Farman.
Just kidding, Yosemite. In an earthquake, gang, remember to stop your car when it's safe, but stay inside and listen to the radio for news and traffic reports. Know-it-all.
A public service message on earthquake safety by this station in the California Office of Emergency Services.
Brought to you by the re-elect Phil Edwards for Dog Catcher.
Meanwhile, back on the news scene, the wreckage of a U.S. Agriculture Department airplane, which disappeared with five persons aboard, was found Wednesday in an isolated section of northern Mexico with no survivors, the USDA said. Word has been received from the ground search party that it was our airplane and that there were no survivors. I think I said that. A spokesman for Screwworm Eradication Center said, the plane, a twin-engine DC-3, was operated by the center located in Mission. It left the Rio Grande Valley Tuesday to distribute sterile flies in Mexico.
Jose Lopez Portillo, sworn in Wednesday as Mexico's 60th president, today begins tackling the nation's worst economic problems in half a century.
Wait a minute, Ron. Isn't manual labor the president of Mexico?
No, I don't think so. In addition to hosting... hosting a diplomatic luncheon, the new president was expected to work on his budget, slated to be announced by the middle of the month. During Wednesday's inaugurational ceremony, the 56-year-old former finance secretary invited the rich who export capital and a few of the poor who export their labor to leave if they want, but said the rest of us are staying. We can make our country a hell of a land where life is good. Lopez Portillo said the economic problems worse in more than 50 years need not inevitably mean catastrophe if we put our will to work. Dave?
Thank you. Yesterday in the world of aviation, William Rickenbacker, son of World War I flying
ace. The Soviets have sent a message.
Rickenbacker?
One at a time.
Oh, sorry. Yesterday in the world of aviation, William Rickenbacker, son of World War I flying ace Eddie Rickenbacker, was injured Wednesday in the crash of his small plane shortly after takeoff from Westchester County Airport.
The Soviets have sent a message to President-elect Jimmy Carter via a member of President Ford's cabinet that they will not create a crisis to test the will of the new administration, EZC News reported Wednesday. EZC said the Soviet Communist Party boss Leonid Brezhnev told Treasury Secretary William Simon in Moscow Tuesday that reports about the Soviets testing Carter as they did President Kennedy with the Berlin Wall were ill-conceived concoctions and malicious fabrications. However, EZC noted that the Soviets have made similar conciliatory gestures to presidents since Kennedy, but this has not prevented the Russians from then taking actions considered unfriendly by the United States. Dave?
From the wonderful world of Who Cares, a 60-year-old man joined skater Linda Rheingold on her second leg of her 125-mile trip across Death Valley Wednesday as she made good time on a smooth downhill grade of Highway 190. Dick Gamble, a desert resident, joined Miss Rheingold on his own skates, accompanied her from Mesquite Flat, where she had spent the night and arrived with her at Furnace Creek, where other desert residents showed up en masse to throw a champagne party for her. Miss Rheingold is roller skating the length of Death Valley from Scotty's Castle to Shoshone to fill a promise she made if Jimmy Carter was elected president. She was hampered the first day by an unpaved road leading out of Scotty's Castle. She took a few spills and traveled only 120 miles the first day. However, she spent more than, she more than made up for her lost time and mileage Wednesday. My feet are not blistered, she said. I'm tired, but it makes a whole lot of difference when people are cheering for you. It makes it worthwhile.
Hey!
I'm not done here yet, Duke. I think you'll make it. I think we'll make it, she said confidently. We're not here to conquer Death Valley, but we're here to show that we can defeat the elements if you have the determination.
KCPR lose time, 152.
Let's
hurry up, guys, now.
We've got the long road ahead of us, but we'll make it, Miss Rheingold, a 2-year-old landscape artist from Bel Air, California, hope to make it to Death Valley Junction before dark. She starts the final leg of her journey Thursday. Miss Rheingold is the only one brief and unexpected break. Took only one brief and unexpected break when she accidentally ran over and killed a lizard. She stopped long enough to bury it along the roadside before continuing, and she averaged about 9 miles per hour on her second day.
One more time.
The UMS Maritime Administration said Wednesday it is opening the bidding for the mothballed luxury liner SS United States for $5 million. Ship Shore Hotel Corporation of Washington wants to turn the ship, which will still hold the transatlantic crossing record, into a floating hotel. This has been the Hardly Worth It Report. And now, from San Luis Obispo, Jim Allen does it for you.
What do you want to play now? Hey, I think they're over.
Hey,
was that
get a record on the turn table.
Wait, we
got more news.
Wait a minute. I'll just cue up this record right here, okay? Wait, I got to find the beginning. Is that the beginning?
No, it's the past band.
Is that the beginning? Now, shut up. Here, I got to... Here, shut up while I do this.